Chazal tell us Tfilos Avos Tiknum, that the Avos HaKadoshim established the three Tfilos we daven every day: Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. By Avram it says Amida, Ve'en Amida Elo Lashon Tfila. By Yitzchak, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, Ve'en Sicha Elo Tfila. And by Yaakov Avinu in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, Vayivka Bamakoim, Ein Pigia Elo Lashon Tfila. Question is, how does one come to establish a tefillah? What was the secret formula of the Avos HaKadoshim that their tefillos, which they davened, established tefillos l'chol hadoros? And dafka these tefillos, it says that when Avram was davening for the Anshei Stoim, Vayashkim Avram Babeker, El HaMokoyim Asher Amad Shom Lifnei Hashem, and Yitzchak, the tefillah which he's mispalel towards the end of Chayi Sarah, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, and Yaakov, after learning in Beis Medrash in Ve'iver for 14 years, he comes to the Makam HaMikdash, Vayivka B'Makam, and he establishes Tfilos Avos. Manashtan the Tfilos Eilu, that they're on the Darga of Tfilos Avos Tiknum. We find a similar idea by Shiras Hayam, that the Yidden sang Shiras Hayam by Kriyas Yamsov. And we say this every day. It's Niskan in the Seder of Tfilas Shachris, as Chazal say. Vayoymu Leymor Ashur Lashem Ki Goy Goa. Seems like a double Lashon. Vayoymu Leymor. And Chazal explained, they said it to say in the future tense, L'chol Adoros Abayim. What was unique about Shiras Hayam, that it was Zechit to something similar to the Avos HaKadoshim. Tfilos Avos Tiknum. Lastly, Chazal tell us something fascinating in the Medrash, and again in the Zohar Kaddish, that although Al Pi Pshat in the Ma'aseh of Akidas Yitzchak, Avram didn't lay a hand on Yitzchak, but we do find in Pnimius that Yitzchak was in fact Shechted, and he was Zeichet et Chiyas HaMeizeh. And when that happened, Chazal say that Yitzchak said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh HaMeizeh. And it's for that reason that the first bracha Shemona Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, is Keneged Avram. And the second bracha is Keneged Yitzchak, because he was the first person to make that bracha of Tchiyas HaMeizeh. And this is the Emun of Tchiyas HaMeizeh, Chazal say L'chol Adoros. Now what happened after that? So Chazal say that Yitzchak went up to the Gan Eden and was there for 3 years. Why was he there? Because he needed a refuah. He needed a hospital. So he went up for 3 years to repair this wound which he had from the Shechita of Avraham Avinu. Now the question is that it's a beautiful Agada, but everything which happens has to be explained. So if Yitzchak is Shechted and now the Gan Eden is open for him to be able to go in, how did that happen? How does one zeicha to enter into the Shari Gan Eden? So let's begin with the following idea. With Yitzchak, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. So Chazal wants to know, what does it mean, Vayetze Yitzchak? Where did he come from? So there's a machlokes in the Medrash. Some say he was coming from Har HaMoriah. And others say, Vayetze Yitzchak means that he was leaving the Gan Eden. And this is the very first time, according to the Medrash that we had said before, that Yitzchak was coming down from the Gan Eden. He was there for 3 years. And we know the Maisa with Rivka and Eliezer took place after 3 years, because she was born after the Akedah. 3 years later, she's royally Nisuin. Eliezer goes to get her. And this is when Yitzchak comes down. And as he comes down for the first time, he encounters Rivka. And Chazal say, very interestingly, the Rishonim bring it on the Chumash, that Yitzchak was standing upside down, because this is the way they go in the Gan Eden. So Rivka encounters Yitzchak, and it's at that moment, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. This is the tefillah that Yitzchak is being mispala. So what does that tell us? Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. This Vayetze Yitzchak is going to be an important piece of information to help us understand why this Lasuach Basada was the Tfilas Mincha, which was Niskan the Dairis. And that's going to be based on the words of Likutei Maran in Tanyana Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, where he writes, Pam Echad Omar, he once said, Rabbi Nachman, Im hayu manichin meis la'ilam hazel ispala, if they would allow a mace to come into this world and to daven, bevadai hayu mispalel yafe yafe bekol koichai. Of course he would daven that tefillah beautifully, yafe yafe bekol koichai, with all of his strength. Now imagine, Yitzchak was in the Gan Eden for 3 years, like a mace. He wasn't davening, because a mace is chafshi min mitzvahs, and certainly chafshi from tefillah. And now that Yitzchak returns to this world, he hasn't davened in 3 years. You can imagine, Vayetzi Yitzchak, after having left the Gan Eden, Lasilach Basada, he came to daven in Sichel Letfila. Certainly, Bevada, his spal Letfila Zeh Yafia Bakol Koichai. And since that was the first Tfila which Yitzchak davened, Memela, this is the Tfila which is Nischan Lechol Adaris. Because davening it Bakol Koichai left a Roshim Lechol Adaris. We can say the same thing for Yaakov Avinu as well. The Chazal say, Vayetze Yaakov left. Where did he leave? He left the Beis Medrash of Shem Bo'iver. It's important to know where you're coming from. Vayetze Yitzchak, Vayetze Yaakov. And then Vayifka B'makom. He came to the Makom of Mikdash, or the Makom of Mikdash came to him. Vayifka B'makom Epkiel HaTfilah, because he was learning 14 years in Shem Bo'iver. And in the Gemara we find that there's a geder of a Lamed Torah, which is called Tairasum Nasai, that a person, that his Torah is his life, he's so makosher to Torah, he's potter min atfilah. He doesn't need to be mafsek, to be maspala. And certainly Yaakov was on the dag of Tairasum Nasai. He hadn't davened in 14 years. This was the very first tefillah after having needed to be mafsek with tefillah. Therefore, vayivka b'makom, even vayivka means, it's master, he put all of his koyches into it, that he was like nifka from the tefillah. He was mispalo yafi yafi bakol koicha because he hadn't davened in 14 years. And maybe we can understand, vayifka b'makayim, mikan shetikein tfilas arvis l'chol adaris. Subsequently found this pshat in Maaser Rokeach in his Hakdama to Maseches Brachos and Seder Zohar about Yaakov Avinu, Tarasim Nasar, and the Shaykhis to the tfilas arvis, which is Niskan. Now, what about Avram Avinu, that he came to that place, Asher Amad Sham? So why is that the place of Tikkun Tefillah Shachar Sechol Adaris? So perhaps you could say that this is the very first tefillah that Avram davened as a Yid. He had just had his bris, and I became a Ben Yisrael B'Shleimus. Perhaps 3 days later, this is the first tefillah that he was being mispalo, either because since he was being Oisik in the Mila, he was Oisik in Mitzvah, part of Minimus and Hatnya Davin, or because he didn't have the Meichin to Davin, Kozman, that he was in this pain, or perhaps because he was davening for Loi to be saved, which is the Nitzas Mashiach, he Davin Yafe Yafe, Bekol Koichai. These are all possibilities into why we could say about Avraham Avinu, similar to Yitzhak and Yaakov, that he Davin this Tfilah Bekol Koichai and it was also established. But perhaps there's another Pshat, which is more Karvel Emes. There's a difference between Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. Because Chazal note over here in Brachos Vav Amid Beis that there's a double limud from this lashon of Asher Amad Sham, which Chazal say, Ena Midei La Tefillah. Chazal say, Kol HaKavi HaMakom LaTefillah Asai, anybody who is Meyachin HaMakom Kavua for his davening, Elokei Avraham Bezrai, because it says Asher Amad Sham. And this is the Asher Amad Sham, which the Gemara then says there, which is Ena Midei La Tefillah. So there's a kesher between the two lachayra. And what's that? There's the maila of Yitzchak and Yaakov. There's this tefila yafi yafi b'kol koicha that a mace would daven if he would come back into this world. But then there's also a maila of davening every single day. Every single day with all a person has in the very same spot. It's like the difference between what we find in Kabbalah, the parts of Hazmanim and the parts of Hayamim. The Yamim Tovim Mardeis, which are Yoytzim min haklal, Zmanim miyuchadim, that a person puts everything which he has into shaking the lulav, or to listening to shofar, whatever it is, the zman, which is miyuchad to that time of the year, that we could say about it, that since it comes once a year, that a person does it yafi yafi b'kol koichai. It's like a meis mitzvah. It's an opportunity that he doesn't have all year round. But then there is the daily avodah, which is called Parzef Yamin. What Chazal explained, Sfarim explained, it's like drip by drip. That over time it has a gevaldic impact, like we find by the drops of water which Rabbi Akiva saw on the rock, that it made that crevice, and from that he was nesar the tshuva, because he understands drip by drip, every single day, over the course of time, is also able to make a gevaldic reishim. And this is what was the mile of Avram Avinu, different than Yitzchak and Yaakov. Because Avram Avinu was asher amad sham, every single day, the same place, with as much as he could put into it, and that was the reishim that Avram left the doris for tefillas shachars. Al kapanim, we have this inyan of yafi yafi b'kol kaychai, based on the Kutta Maran, to explain Yitzchak and Yaakov, and perhaps the Tvila of Avram Avinu as well. Based on this, we can address Tosas's question on Chapeyam Ud Beis Ibrachos, where the Gemara discusses the Tvilas which the others were misaking. Tosas asks that Yitzchak was misaking Tvilas Mincha. We find in Masechet Yuma that Avram davened Mincha. So if Avram davened Mincha, so Lachara Avram davened was misaking Tvilas Mincha too. So why do we say Yitzchak was misaking Tvilas Mincha? So Tosas answers, really, Yitzchak davened it first, and only after that did Avram daven Tvilas Mincha as well. But perhaps based on what we're saying, that there's a special mila by Avram of Tvilas Shachris, Asher Omacham, that he was mahadar in the Indian of Kriyas Makam Latvila. And perhaps Avram davened Tvilas Mincha even before Yitzchak established it. But it wasn't misaking Tvilas Mincha, because for that it requires, like we find by Yaakov, like we find by Yitzchak, that it was a tefillah shehispal yafi yafi b'kol koyecha, that Avram davened tefillah zu for 3 years or for 14 years. It took a tefillah yafi yafi b'kol koyecha to be mesakin that tefillah. And Avram had that maila by tefillah shacharis because of Asher Amad Sham, kviyas makom tefillah. But Yitzchak and Yaakov came along, they were mesakin it because they davened it yafi yafi b'kol koyecha based on the circumstances. With this, we can explain also, perhaps the question we ask, how is it that Yitzchak was able to enter into the Gan Eden? Because this Lashon of Rabbi Nachman, of Bekol Koyche, we find elsewhere in Gemara Shabbos, Kof Yud Testament days, where the Gemara says, Kol Oina Amen, Bekol Koyche, Poisran HaShari Gan Eden. A person who answers Amen to a bracha with all of his Koyach, they open for him the gates of the Gan Eden, as it says, I'll take a shomer amonim el shomer hamenim. And perhaps based on what we had said before, Avram came to shecht Yitzchak, and he made the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, al hashchita. And he shechted Yitzchak. And Yitzchak was willing to give up his life, b'mesiras nefesh, as the Medrash describes there, how he asked Avram to bind him well, because he wanted to give over himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chol lev b'chol nefesh, and to be a korban tamim b'limum. And as soon as that bracha left Avram's mouth, certainly Yitzchak answered, Amen b'kol koyche to the bracha. And because he answered, Amen b'kol koyche to the bracha, memela paschulu shari Gan Eden. And that's why he was able to enter into the Gan Eden, to be nesrape from the shechita which Avram shechted him. With this, we can now explain what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf as well. That Klai Yisrael were in Golas Mitzrayim for hundreds of years. And Chazal say that Mitzrayim is lav makum tefila. There is no tefila in Mitzrayim. And now, after having left Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael is a tzibor. All of Klai Yisrael together. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. They cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal say, what is this Vayitzaku? Tofnu umnas avoysam. That they attach themselves to the umnas of the forefathers, which is the Indian of tefila. Meaning, why are we finding this correlation to the tefila of the avos here? Why do we have to know that? Because this was a tefillah on the darga of the avos, which is what's called tefillas avos tiknum. Because certainly after not having davened for so many years, they davened this tefillah, b'kol koichem yafe yafe. And because they davened it b'kol koiche, it was doimit to the tefillah of the avos, and memele v'yoyim r'leim or ashiru l'ashem kikaiga. It was niskan l'chol adoreis, because it was on the darga of the avos akdoishim, like a tefillah's mace. After not having davened tefillah for so many years, so too tshiras hayam is niskan l'chaladayras as well. Amadir Chemez, Vayyum Elimar, Ashir El Hashem Ki Ga'i Ga'a. La Hashem Ki is Gematra B'kol Kaychai, and in that way is Doimah to the Tfilas Avos, like we had said, Amida Sicha Pigiyah, Ein Amida El HaTfilah, Ein Sicha El HaTfilah, Ein pegia ela tefila, so amida sicha pegia. The lashonis of the Avos HaKadoshim, which we say they were masakin the tefilas, is begematria shidra lashem kiga oigah.